Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today with the fire department. How may I help you?
Hi, I was talking to customer service. I have a charge on my bank account that I didn't authorize.
Yeah, please have your first and last name.
Kimberly DeShong.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
668 Broadway, second floor, Hanover, PA 17331.
Okay, what is the, which floor is it?
I'm sorry.
Which floor is it?
Which floor?
Floor, F-L-O-O-R.
Oh, second floor.
Thank you for that. I do see where our KitchenAid mixer was purchased. You don't recall signing up to receive that product on today?
No, I didn't make the purchase. That's what I'm calling about.
Is there anyone in your household could have possibly signed up for this service without your knowledge?
No, I'm the only one in the household. And I've never even heard of Instant Ultimate Fireplace. Never heard of it.
What I am going to do for you today is reach out to your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account, so they're able to verify the location of where the order was taken place and also what device was used to place the order as well. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
One moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I went in response from your local authorities. What I am going to go ahead and do for you today is issue that refund for $7.95. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, will that be just deposited back into my account?
Can I go back to whichever account it was charged from?
Okay. All right. So if I don't get it within that many days, I should call back again.
That is correct. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, that's everything. I appreciate your help.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye.